The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, 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 everyone. Hi, Clean Nation. Tracy Thompson here, Grow My Cleaning Company. Today, I have the amazing Miss Nancy Enloe here with me today. We're going to talk some shop, talk some inside secrets. I don't know. You just never know what's going to come up. It's going to be super fun. So let me tell you a little bit about Nancy, and then we're going to dive right in. Nancy Enloe started Pure Cleaning Company in October 2020, in Rockford, Michigan. Of course, she was a solo cleaner before that, but that's when she started her actual company. And she runs her business by her core values. Her core values are serve your heart out, be real, encourage others, and figure it out. And she serves residential busy families residentially. So welcome, Nancy. It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you. I'm really excited to talk with you.
Yeah. So let's dive in. So tell us a little bit, just a quickie, of how you started. Basically, when you realized that it was time, you had to make a change.
So I had been going to nursing school. I have three kids at home, and I was trying to figure out a way to be able to have the flexibility to stay home with them and also like bring in an income. That's important, obviously. And I started cleaning on the side during school and realized that's kind of where my heart was. And in October, that's when I joined. I did like a 3-day event with Mike and realized and actually believed the vision that he laid out for me, that my life could change. My life could be different. Like I could actually do this. And so I was like, I'm all in. So that's in a nutshell what happened.
I love it. Love it. Love it. And so many, I think so many of the Clean Nation owners out there start very similarly to you, Nancy. We hear so often that the cleaning and that whole process and helping serve clients in the way that you do just feels really good. And they started out because that was their passion to begin with, and then moved sort of by virtue of just being time in the business, so circumstances that move them into ownership. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious about when you were a solo cleaner, right? Mm-hmm. Before, let's say Grow My Cleaning Company, before you came on board with us, what did you feel was that difference? Like what prompted you to go, gosh, you know what? I want to be an owner that works more on the business than in mm-hmm. the business. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So when I was solo cleaning, I had just a few clients. I worked a few days a week and realized that I was connecting to clients on this level where just really understanding their pain, really understanding what they were looking for, and listening to people that, you know, would talk about how frustrated they were with their cleaners and how their cleaners would miss stuff and they wouldn't seem to be caring and all of that. And I just thought, you know, like this could be bigger. This could be mm-hmm. something that I could serve more people. I could mm-hmm. love more people. And I knew that it would come with, you know, growing pains and all of that. But I really, truly love what I do. And that's even why I initially was thinking about going into nursing, was just to be able to serve my heart out for people. We talk about core values a lot in this program. And, mm-hmm. you know, you had said, you know, core values aren't something that you make up, something that you just claim. They're just like actually who you are. And that is who I am. I do love to serve my heart out. And by growing this company, I knew that we could serve a wider, you know, group of people in a way that actually solved what they were actually, you know, the actual problems that they were actually having. So that's kind of, you know, the big picture of why I did it. So
Awesome. So when you were working solo and you were in the business and you wanted to start expanding and hiring people and growing, as you said, obviously you knew that you knew enough to know that there was probably going to be some growing pains involved in that, as you said, as you put it. So what made you originally reach out to Grow My Cleaning Company? What prompted you? What was that trigger where you're like, okay, I think I need some more help with this?
So that actually comes down to my kids, because as that solo cleaner, like having started like doing the solo cleaning, like through COVID, the beginning of COVID, like I was devastated. I'm like a single mom. So like needing to have that kind of income and that something that I can depend on. And I was just thinking like, if I can't clean, like, then I have nothing. And like, I need to be able to invest in myself, because I know some things about myself, which is I'm smart enough. I know that I'm dedicated enough. I know that I can figure this out. Well, there's another core value. But I can do those things. And I needed to think longer term than just survival.
Oh.
So then I was like, I'm just going to see what this, cause I was cleaning and listening to the podcast like every single time. And like, I would get really fired up and then it would be like, no, this is what you're doing. You're not starting a company, crazy person. And then it was like, the more I listened, the more I was like, okay, well, I'll just go to like a weekend, like the 3-day event. And listening to him, I'm like, no, I can't even go back to cleaning the next Monday, knowing that that was just going to be my life. I was like, it automatically changed something in me where I was like, this is a make or break moment. And, you know, you guys always talk about like, you never leave the scene of
a breakthrough
without taking some sort of action. And so it was, yes. And so I was listening to the podcast and he was announcing it. And I was like, so excited and so fired up. And then I'm like, just do it right now. Just sign up right now. So I like made an appointment like in between like making a bed and I don't know. So yeah, that's when I knew that I was like, I'm in it and I'm in it forever. So yeah.
I love that. And you know, that's so true about you, Nancy. And I've worked with you now for several months. And one thing I can say, and I guess really I want to know, I have Clean Nation know that if you're out there and you're feeling the same way Nancy was, like, wow, is this what I really want for my life, for my kids, for my family, to just be a solo cleaner who, if you stopped or God forbid something happened and you couldn't clean, you'd stop making money. If you feel that way right now, Nancy just dropped some gold right there. It really does. It makes such a difference, doesn't it? When you decide, when you make the decision. Listen, I mean, we've got lots of resources and strategies and techniques and all the things that you need, but it starts with a decision, doesn't it, Nancy?
Yeah. And that's one of the other things that Mike says is like, you know, people say that decision-making is so hard, but it's not. The decision is instantaneous. It's like trying to think about maybe making a decision. That's what takes so long. But like once that decision is made and it's fast and it's easy.
And I love that. Thank you. That's so important, everybody. So that's a writer downer, like it's thinking about it and ruminating and, oh, it's taken me so long to make this decision. It's like, no. Took you a long time to consider it and think about it, maybe, right? But the truth is, it's that internal battle that takes so long. Mm-hmm. This, the decision, once you make it and then you take action, that's when everything starts happening. That's exactly what happens. So if you're ready out there, Clean Nation, to change your world, to change your life, to change the trajectory of your business, step number one, make the decision. Step number two, simultaneously take an action.
Yeah.
Take an action. Don't just sit there. Sitting on the fence is hard on your butt anyway. So Nancy, what would you say to Clean Nation about what fears you had originally? Like when you were trying to make this decision about going from solo cleaner to becoming an owner and growing, mm-hmm. what were those fears about making that change?
Well, let me tell you, there were a lot of them. being like with these three kids, obviously I keep talking about them, but they're the reason why I changed my life. And the thought of trading in a sure thing for like a short-term sure thing for an unknown thing, that was really hard for me to sit there and weigh, like, am I being irresponsible, whatever, you know? And I didn't realize how much I listened to people who weren't exactly encouraging. Like, I heard so many things of people giving me input of like, well, you know, small businesses don't make any money for the first several years. And, you know, they, you know, you're not going to make any money. Like, just all those things, the things that people throw at you, and to sit there and go, I don't have a safety net behind me. I don't have a backup plan. Like, I think during that 3-day weekend, one of the things that everybody kept saying was burn the boats. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, like burn the boats. Like if I have a backup plan, I'm going to need that backup plan.
Right. And I love that. So I want to just add to what you just said, because those of you in Clean Nation who don't know me yet, like who the heck is Tracy to Mike, right? I'm the Next Level and Millionaire Mastermind mindset coach. And so I work with clients like Nancy and Nancy herself right now. And what Nancy just said about burn the boats, what she meant was, what we mean by that is that when you give yourself that out, right? But I can go back to safety. Well, I can always jump back in the boat and go the other direction, and, you know, and give yourself that fallback. Well, I can always go back to cleaning by myself. Well, I can always, as soon as you have that, when you're trying to grow at the same time, those two competing voices, so we call that the monkey mind, right? The monkey mind says, no, come back, right? Go get back in the boat and go back to safety, quote unquote safety, right? Mm-hmm. But when you burn the boat and you shut down that monkey mind chatter that says, you can't do this, it's unsafe, don't try, go back. When you burn that boat, then you have nothing but opportunity ahead of you. There's no other choice. You kind of give yourself leverage, mm-hmm. right? That's what it is. You leverage. And miracles actually happen when you're in that moment. I mean, let's all admit, when the chips are down and we have to do something and there is no other way, that's when we get creative. Don't you find that to be true, Nancy? Like when you tell yourself, okay, this is it, I'm all in, that's when things open up, right?
It's so hard for me right now not to just like blah, 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 about all the things that, like, you're not even kidding. Like once I turned my mindset toward that of like, burn the boats, you're in it and you're going to be in it and you're going to figure it out and it's going to be okay. If someone would have told me that this, I might get super emotional, sorry. But if somebody would have told me that this life was possible, like, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or whatever, I just wouldn't have believed you. The life that I have, it's not perfect. It's not like everything's been figured out, but I have so much more opportunity now because I can see. I feel like somebody took my sunglasses off and I'm inside and now I can actually see. And it's like, oh my gosh, like there's so much opportunity here. Sorry.
Can you
word vomit.
Yeah. So give us an example, because I think a lot of, mm-hmm. I know there are people out there in our audience, in Clean Nation, listening right now, and they just need that. Like, give us some examples. What could they possibly hope for? What can you, because you're inspiring people right now, Nancy. So give some examples. of that life that you didn't think was possible when you were solo cleaning, when you were out there cleaning, you know, on your own. Give us some examples of some of that life.
Yeah. Like I was out cleaning and I tried really hard because, you know, I have a split schedule with my kids. When I had my kids, I wasn't working and we were out trying to do fun stuff. But then like, I was afraid of losing clients because I needed to keep my income at a certain mm-hmm. level. And then it was like, okay, like try and balance this. But then it was creeping into like my time with my kids. And I'm like, it was just hard. And then on top of that, I was exhausted. Like I would work so much and I would come back and my body was sore and I was tired. And then it's just that like depressing feeling of like, this is my life. Like this is my life. And I just have to suck it up and do it. And when I unchained myself from that life, it wasn't instantaneous. Like, obviously like Mike just kept saying, like, just concentrate on that foundation, just get that foundation in and like your systems will grow, but like, it's worth it for that. And, you know, my first goal was to, cause one of the things he said was you'll lose clients because it's a different, like business model. And so you will lose some clients, but by doing it the right way, like you'll lose the clients that aren't a good fit. You'll lose the clients that don't want to pay you. You'll lose the clients that are a pain in the butt, and you'll have the clients that make your life better. Like my quality of life is, I'm just so happy every day but like pretty much it's so much better. And then like, my first goal was to try to replace, like to get my gross income back to that amount. And
right.
And I am now taking home more than I was taking, like my gross income before. That's like my profit is more than that. And I'm not putting in any more time, probably less time than I was doing that. And that's so freeing. My kids need to be picked up from school. My kids need to get to a sports thing. Like I can, it's almost, I can be both. I can be this businesswoman where I get to have this identity of, I am successful. I can do this. And I believed in myself and therefore it was possible. I can also balance that with my kids can have me back. And that to me is just everything. So
it absolutely is everything. And I know, just to add what you said, that's beautiful, Nancy. And there's so many people out there. I know if you're listening right now and you're saying, gosh, I so relate to that. Mm-hmm. I want that time back. I need to have my health, my sanity, my time, all of that back. I will just share on your behalf, if you don't mind, Nancy, some of the things I know that you've done since you've been with us. One of the things that you've worked so hard on and are so good at now is you've dialed in your whole hiring funnel. Mm-hmm. And you attract and hire and train and retain core values matched cleaners. And that has enabled you then to grow and acquire new clients. So this whole, I call it the dance, right? Between client acquisition, who are also core values matched clients, who are profitable, who you have more time, you have amazing cleaners, like all those systems you've put in place in really relatively a short amount of time, Nancy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I worked my butt off, but like there's a difference between doing something that you can see the long-term like payout from and knowing that you are changing your life. For every task you're doing, you are changing your life. Every single one of them. And on top of it, I'm not missing out on serving my heart out for my clients. Like every single thing we're putting into place is something that's going to make their lives better. It's going to make my life better. It's going to make my employees' lives better. Like that's like my ultimate life. Like that's like, I don't know. Sorry. It's just, I get so excited.
Well, you know what? I would bet that if I were speaking to one of your clients or one of your employees right now, they would say the same thing. Mm-hmm. So you created a culture, you're working on the business now, you get to serve at an even bigger, higher level. I'm just, all of us here couldn't be prouder of you, Nancy, so happy for you. And as we close up, one last nugget of wisdom. What's one thing, one piece of advice you would give to all the Clean Nation people listening right now? If you could just give them one piece of advice, what would that be?
I would say, get rid of your escape hatch and believe that you can do it. Believe that you're worth it. Believe that this life, your dream, that those things are not just possible, but they are your future reality. Yeah.
Boom. Wow. Drop the mic. That was, I'm like, well, there you go, Clean Nation. Bottom line, Nancy says, burn the boats, right?
Yep, burn the boats.
Get rid of your escape hatch. Go all in and serve your heart out.
Yeah.
Just like your core values, right? Serve your heart out. Ah, love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right. Well, wonderful. So Clean Nation, if you're thinking to yourself after hearing this amazing testimonial from Nancy, hearing about how she moved along, how she believed in herself, she went all in, she burned the boats, she got help, she got support. If you'd like, just, you know, dip your foot in, go, okay, yes, I want that. I don't know how, but I want it. Talk to one of our coaches. We have amazing coaches here ready, standing by, ready to talk to you. So let us help you if you're ready. I mean, that's the key, right, Nancy? Have to be ready.
Yep.
If you're ready, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, fill out a little form, and get on with one of our coaches. And, you know, maybe this is that moment for you. Maybe this is that time that you've been just where Nancy's been and in the past and where she was, you know, maybe you're a solo cleaner. Maybe you're ready to expand. Maybe you're like, okay, this is it. This is my time. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, get with a coach. And Nancy, thank you so much for being here today. Can't wait to see you again in the group. And everybody, if you don't know Nancy, get to know her. She's the woman of the hour.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. See you on the other side. Bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.